In today's episode of Cup of Faith, I will be discussing the seven things that I wish I knew before starting college. So, going to college is an exciting opportunity. I recommend it to anybody who hasn't. But college can also be confusing and stressful at times. Trust me, I've been there, and I'm also in graduate school, so I completely understand. So I want to help you with the seven tips I wish I knew before starting college. So the first tip is, it's okay to not have a major starting out. So during my freshman year, I knew what major I wanted to go into, but I met a bunch of people who were undeclared. And what that means is that they just haven't figured out exactly what they want to major in. And so that's completely fine. You don't have to feel pressure to pick a major right when you start. I know a lot of people who felt like, oh my gosh, I have to find a major. I got to figure out exactly what I want to do. No, your interests will change throughout your course of being in college. So don't feel pressure to pick a major right when you start. During your freshman year, you're generally going to be just taking your educational requirement classes. So you typically won't start taking your major classes until your sophomore year. So during your freshman year, be adamant about researching careers that interest you and speaking to your advisor who can help you kind of figure out exactly what would be best for you, what's in your purpose, what you like to do, what's your interest, what gifts have God given you. So during your freshman year, don't really stress about having to pick a major, because you don't want to just pick a major just to be in it and then later on you figure out, I hate this. So your entire freshman year, that should literally be the time where you're figuring out exactly why you're on this earth, why God has you here, and your purpose. Number two is, changing your major is common. So I originally went to college with a major in psychology. I wanted to be a psychologist. I had wanted to be that, a counselor, since I was like, I don't know how young. But after taking a sociology class, I decided to change my major, and I ended up having a concentration in social psychology. And I have a ton of friends who changed their majors once or twice, and that's absolutely fine. You won't know if you really want to major in something until you start taking those courses. I think it's really easy for people to say, oh, I want to be a doctor. But then when you start taking those science courses, it might be a little bit much for you, and it might be a little bit hard for you to pass those classes. So it might be something else that you might want to do instead. So when you take those courses, you can really tell if you're willing to actually put in that effort to get that degree. And also, your interests may change. So while you're in college, and that may cause you to look into a different career path, and it's important to communicate with your advisor who is there to help you, but know that changing your major is completely normal. Number three is, have fun, but get your degree. So college is fun. It's a fun time to meet new people, go out, be independent for the first time, but it's important to keep your priorities in check. College isn't free for most people, so really focus on being in college to obtain your degree and not going into college just to party. So sometimes you'll have to say no to hanging out with your friends and study, you know, but when you walk across that stage, all your sacrifices are going to be worth it, trust me. Number four is to study. This seems like a no-brainer. I'm pretty sure you've heard this a million different times, but when you go to college, you don't have your parents or even your teachers keeping up with your homework. You know, you're an independent person, and they expect you to do what you have to do while you're in college. So you have to prioritize your time and make sure that you get your work done and are prepared for your exams. Planners, I absolutely love planners. I have like three different planners. I love planners. They're a great way to keep you organized with your assignments and your life in general. So find a place, you know, in the library, coffee shop, your room, etc., wherever you feel that you'll be most effective to get your work done without distractions. Also buy headphones as well. So If you do like being in your room, but you have roommates, you can have those noise cancellation headphones that really help a lot. And also give yourself breaks in between studying. Don't feel like you have to cram everything up in your head, because I've learned there's a ton of different studies that says countless hours of studying doesn't really help. You need to actually break it apart and give yourself breaks. And reward yourself as well. So after you finish studying, go get some coffee, go to get a snack, just something that can take your mind off of all of the studying that you've done. You can study alone or in groups, whichever you feel will help you. Number 5 is go to class. So like literally just do it. I know the most time, you know, your professor probably won't take roll, so you may feel like you really don't need to go to class, but get out of bed and go. Attending class gives you the opportunity to ask questions about the material, and sometimes, and a lot of times with my professors, they'll give you extra credit just for coming to class. So you may not think that your professor doesn't know who you are, but most of the time they do. And it's really good to build a relationship with your professor, because you never know when you might need a recommendation for like grad school or internships and things like that. So letting them know who you are really will help in the long run. Number 6 is to ask for help. So you know better than anybody when you don't understand your work. So it's important to seek help. Go to your professor, classmates, advisor, or get a tutor. Professors normally have office hours, so take advantage of that. That way you can get that one-on-one help with them. And your college should have a building specifically for tutoring, and you can sign up for free. So take advantage of all the resources your school offers so that you don't end up stressed out about the material and then just feel like there's literally no help. There's so many different opportunities at school that can help you to master the classes and the courses that you're taking. And the final tip is to network. So this is something that not a lot of people talk about until like maybe you're a senior, but I recommend networking while you're a freshman, like right when you get to college. Start networking. It's such a valuable opportunity, and the connections you are able to obtain can potentially benefit you after graduating when you're looking for a job, internship, grad school, etc. Getting involved on campus is a great way to network and connect with other people. So make a trip to your campus career center, and also create a LinkedIn profile that will help you to be able to connect with people and build your online presence. And honestly, above all, have fun and don't get stressed out about networking. It's a process, and you'll learn exactly who you want to connect with and what will help you in the direction of your career path. And networking is all about having an organic conversation with others, so have fun doing it. So I hope that these 7 things that I wish I knew before starting college can really help you as you're either starting your journey in college or you're already in college. I hope that all of these little tips can help you to manifest your purpose and take advantage of all of the resources that you possibly can while you're in college. Make sure to subscribe and rate this podcast 5 stars. You know that the ratings help new people to find the podcast. Also, check out the Cup of Faith website. I have a bunch of stuff going on there. And you can also check out my JatavaShea.com website as well. That's where I have the blog, the shop that you can purchase the merch, and just a bunch of different content that's being posted on there. If you have any questions that you would like for me to answer, hit me up at cupoffaith.contact@gmail.com. That is cupoffaith.contact@gmail.com. And as always, live in the light of God's love, trust in Him, and I will see you on the next episode.